Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
As we enter into spring practice, in some cases already starting around college football and more to come, we've had a tumultuous offseason. Coaching changes, roster turnovers, conference realignment significantly has impacted the 2024 outlook for numerous college football programs. Undergoing a period of transition always sparks uncertainty. Some schools have much to be excited about as they enter a new era. But I think there's some teams that are fascinating, intriguing, mysterious, however you want to phrase it. And that's the topic of today. We're going to talk about, I don't know, just a handful of teams, maybe three or four, that are entering the season a bit mysterious. Which way can it go? These squads have wide gaps between their floors and ceilings ahead of the upcoming campaign, making it particularly difficult to project the level of success. So we're going to get into that on today's Landry Football Podcast. If you want more breakdowns of the world of college football, breakdowns of a lot of the impacts of players going into schools in the transfer portal. Now that the transfer portal is closed until April, and that's right around the corner, as we know, we're going to break down for you which of those have had the most impact, transfers and for each school and how it might affect them. We've got all of that for you in detail at LandryFootball.com, which is why you want to become a member today. LandryFootball.com, take advantage of our scouting season offer. What's a scouting season offer, you ask? Yeah, it just doesn't take you through the remainder of this scouting season. Transfer portal, recruiting, in the NFL, free agency, the draft. It'll do all of that, but it'll take you all the way through next football season. So it's the 12-month package. It's the best package we've got going. You can try it out for a month. It's $9.99 a month. So you can try it out and do that, but we're trying to save you some money for a commitment to join us at LandryFootball.com. So take advantage of it today. Again, take advantage of that scouting season off. If you want football, college football, NFL, from a playing, coaching, scouting, front office perspective, we got you covered at LandryFootball.com. So countless factors determine the projected win totals for a team and ultimately their success in the fall. Strength of schedule, roster makeup, coaching acumen, all weigh heavily into the equation. For a decent chunk of schools like Wisconsin and Syracuse, some of those factors offset others and paint a murky picture of how the ensuing campaign is going to unfold. So we've identified some teams, and I'm going to address four of them that I think are intriguing. Not necessarily surprise teams, not necessarily the best teams, or come out of the woodwork. It's just intriguing. I think Arizona leads the list.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Despite undergoing a late coaching change, Arizona avoided the full-on rebuild entering his first year in the Big 12. Brent Brennan, coming over from San Jose State, He turned San Jose State into a perennial Mountain West contender, inherited much of the same roster that broke through last fall, and ended the season as a trendy 24 college football playoff pick. Jed Finch, who got the Washington job, is not an X's and O guy. More of a culture builder, more of a recruiter and salesman, and did a pretty good job with that. Brent Brennan is a better coach. Now, can he take what is left and build upon it, considering the financial restraints at Arizona and their problems financially within the state as a university? Don't know. And that's going to be a long-term pick. But you've got some pieces there for a team that could contend and be in the upper tier of the Big 12. The two biggest pieces of the Wildcats' prolific passing attack elected to remain on campus, giving Brennan a stronger foundation than many other first-year coaches. Whether the program's ceiling under his direction remains as high, as I said, remains to be seen. Arizona finished the year last year about as hot as anyone. They won their final seven games, and then Jed Fish left, and he's now at Washington. So the initial concern was that the entire roster was going to lead to the transfer portal. And some of them did, but some of the key guys stayed, mainly Noah Fifita at quarterback. Terrell McMillan at receiver stayed. He was a big-time guy. Liked the coaching acumen of the guy coming in and liked the program relative to the Big 12. And look, it's going to be interesting. You win the Big 12, as we've now unveiled the official playoff setting for this year. It's going to be a 5+7. It's going to give a team out of the Big 12, whoever it's going to be. It may not be Arizona, but remember, Texas, Oklahoma no longer in there. So it's going to be a school, whether it's a TCU or an Arizona, it's going to be one of the new Big 12, Utah, in as well coach as they are. It's going to be one of those type of schools that are guaranteed to get into the playoffs and but the top four highest ranked conference champions get a bye. So getting in, definitely, but it's a good possibility that one of those teams could get in and get themselves in a bye, depending on how things play out. Syracuse is another team. It faces one of the more favorable schedules next season. The question is whether the program has what it takes to capitalize on that opportunity. Fran Brown might prove over time to be a home run hire for the Orange. He finished the 24 cycle as the nation's most prolific recruiter, and that ability quickly paid dividends as he attracted impact talent to a school that rarely contends for top prospects. Should Brown's on-field acumen match his recruiting ability, which I don't think it will, but we'll see if his staff can help that, the Orange could make a significant noise in the ACC during his debut campaign. Fran Brown just took over as head coach. There's immediate uptick in the portal activity, immediate uptick in recruiting. They got Kyle McCord at quarterback by way of Ohio State. If I were to say, just for example, Kyle McCord will be the best quarterback in the ACC this year, you'd laugh, and maybe you're right. But who's definitely better? If they get production like that, they've got a schedule that's very interesting. I don't know where this goes. This could be a flop on the field, a complete messing up of cooking the meal there. But there's some interesting groceries coming in to Syracuse that we have not seen in quite some time. Wisconsin has a schedule that includes daunting matchups against Alabama, Oregon, Penn State, and USC. Does Wisconsin little favors in its quest to improve in year two in the Luke Fickell era. The Badgers coach is a noted program builder, though having sparked a 7-win turnaround between years 1 and 2 at Cincinnati. His team should be better in 24, given the roster and staff continuity, but it's going to be a tough draw in a loaded Big Ten.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
In my dentist's office.
More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
To allow the Badgers to fully break through, it's going to be difficult. Getting three of their first four toughest opponents at home helps. This is not Cincinnati, and this is where the difference is. You can build a program and maybe have a spike in year two if you're in a program where the resources are the same. You go into the Big Ten that's now added an Oregon and a Washington in a USC, along with UCLA. And you throw that up against also Michigan and Ohio State. Michigan may come back a little bit, but not a lot. Probably not below Wisconsin in terms of talent. This is going to be difficult, very, very difficult. Penn State's going to be tough for them. And Penn State's not where Michigan and Ohio State has been. And they probably are not where Oregon is. But there certainly are at least where Wisconsin is. It's going to be difficult. They were 7-6 last year, Wisconsin was. There's a lot of internal transition. First-year staff going from Paul Chryst to Luke Fickell. That's understandable. The key offensive numbers were not good enough. They were in the 60s and 70s in terms of national rankings and offensive metrics. Now they brought in Tyler Van Dyke at quarterback, the transfer in from Miami. They're 20th in return in production. They returned 70% of a top 40 defense. It's year two under Luke Fickell, and I don't think there are ever guarantees in the sport, but I feel very comfortable in betting on a program in year two. I think it's going to be intriguing. It's going to be intriguing because it's going to be a little bit of a spike up, or it won't be, and there are going to be people wondering, is Luke Fickell or anybody good enough to lead Wisconsin into this new Big Ten as we now see it? Texas A&M is also intriguing. Aren't they always? Always filled with a lot of hype, a lot of bravado, and not much substance. That's what Texas A&M has been throughout their history. Certainly in recent years under Jimbo Fisher, that was the case. You got a high-profile coaching change, one of the bigger roster overhauls in the 24 season. That alone makes it intriguing, mysterious. A&M is a real wild card. They likely, and I think definitely, upgraded their coaching staff and backfilled the roster with enough impact talent to make up for the losses, the numerous losses of former five-star recruits. Perhaps with the five-star talent leaving, it also maybe relinquishes or out the door goes some of the attitude and entitlement. The floor figures to be higher under Mike Helkel than it was during Jimbo Fisher's tenure. Two up and down for them. I think you're going to see more stability, more consistency. Do I think Mike Elko is going to win a national championship at A&M? I don't, honestly. But I think they're going to be in the mix. I think they could build a team that could go to the playoffs. And who knows? Maybe they can get to that point one day if there's enough patience and things break right. Who knows? I think it'll take time. But right now, I don't see it in the next 3 or 4 years happen. I think beyond that, potentially, could be that. Reaching the upper SEC's upper, reaching the upper SEC, upper echelon, gets substantially tougher next year. That's why I think it's going to be a challenge. Texas is a better program than A&M. Most of the time, it has been. It is definitely better now. Oklahoma's a better program than A&M. So you've added two teams that are better than A&M, better programs. Right now, along with Georgia being better, along with Alabama and their transition being better, along with LSU being better, Right now, you'd have to say Ole Miss is better. I think A&M can change some of that. Not all of that. I don't think they can climb up to the top rung of the ladder, but I think they can get a little bit higher than they are now. A lot is changing about this team. Not much is changing in the way we refer to them because they're still a mystery team. They still got a very talented roster. In fact, it's probably a 10 to 12 to 15-ish overall roster nationally. So better coaching might be able to build a foundation in which they can get the elite talent that's the right fit, which, quite frankly, was neglected in the previous administration at A&M. So we'll see if that happens. Got a healthy Connor Wegman this year, quarterback. Colin Klein is, I think, a real good hire as offense coordinator. I think they didn't have an attitude. They didn't have a connection. They didn't have that, what I would call that Aggie fight, the Aggie grit under Jimbo. They became soft and spoiled. You know, we talked about Texas, the, as they're referred to in the state that are not Texas fans, the T-Shippers. That's exactly the softness that Texas had under Mac Brown in the latter tenure. And Mac won a national title there. Jimbo Fisher, without a national title, not even coming close at A&M to that.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
He built a program that was high on NIL, rich resources, and not much on grit, toughness, and fight. I think Mike Elko's going to bring that grit, that toughness, while still having more talent than people think, and maybe the right type of talent. So in time, maybe they could get there. Right now, it's going to be intriguing. But I think for this year, definitely one of the most mysterious teams, because people will automatically assume that they can't win because they don't have enough talent, because people don't follow the sport. They think, well, all the players left under Jimbo, they're not going to be any good. Don't count on that. They might be pretty good. They're definitely going to be better than you think. Of course, the Aggies and the people that follow the program think, oh, we're on our way. In 2 years, we're going to win a national title. And no, you're not. You're not there yet. We'll see how it plays out. So it's going to be somewhere in between, but it's going to pivot more one way or the other. And I think that's going to create a very mysterious and a very intriguing watch, because they're going to be better than some think and not as good as some others think. So those are four teams, some others out there, of course, but those are four teams that I wanted to mention that are most intriguing, most fascinating watch as we not only go into the spring, but come out of the spring and get ready for the fall. Reminder, you can get more detailed breakdowns on this topic and others in college football, NFL. We've got free agency, the draft, recruiting, transfer portal. We've got it all year long for you in this scouting season from a playing, coaching, scouting, and front office perspective at LandryFootball.com. Take advantage of the scouting season offer. If you prefer to try it out for a month, you can do that as well. It's less than $10 a month. If you want, it's cheaper for 6 months. You can try that out. The cheapest, best deal is the scouting season offer, the 12-month package, which will get you not only through this scouting season, but all the way through next football season. We appreciate you joining us. Talk to you again next time, everybody.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.